God's truth foundation for success. Before I can be successful, before you can be successful, you're going to have to hear God's word. Now, a lot of people don't want to hear God's word. Do you ever wonder what drives individuals away from listening? Now, I know how we can turn each other off. You know, you don't ever hear anything that I say to you. I hear things that you say, but you've turned a deaf ear, we say. We have all of these statements that we will bring up and say, is there something wrong with your hearing? Well, in this generation, I guarantee you, there's something wrong with your hearing. Have you been sitting in your car and all of a sudden you're at a red light and your vehicle, my truck, starts vibrating? And I'm thinking, what's wrong with this thing? It's vibrating. And then I look to my right, and then I look to my left, and there's this guy going to town. I mean, he is at the beat. And the speakers in his car are so great. His car is vibrating. My truck is vibrating. My head is vibrating. Say, yes, I'm hard of hearing in this generation. And it wasn't all from gunshots. God says, I want you to pay attention and I want you to hear my word. Now listen, Romans 10:17. So then faith comes from hearing. Ah, Brother Randy, I get faith from hearing. I develop faith through hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Did you know you're sitting in a class? Now, all of my high school folks know this. College students know this. You know how I know? Because when it comes test time, they never give the test within 72 hours. Because within 72 hours, you're going to forget 95% of what you heard. 95% of what I'm going to preach today, you are going to forget in 72 hours. Some of you in a quarter of an hour. You're going to forget. But God says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You see, I can hear God through his word. I can feel the vibration of God's word in my spirit. God says, and when you listen to my word, here's the Thanksgiving blessings for you. You will grow in your faith. For when you hear my word is always a promise to you. My word is a promise that is always kept in you. But when you hear it, I want you to hear it with your heart. I want you to hear my word to the point that you feel my love. That's called faith. I know Jesus loves me. How do I know? I'm not dead. And people said, you know, I don't know what God's going to do to me. I've got to really watch myself. You know, because evidently God is angry with me. God is not angry. He knew you was going to do something dumb when he saved you. He's not angry with you. God is in love with you. He loves you and he cares for you. And he does not want anything to come that will harm you. And he's going to protect you. But he says, listen, I want you to hear my word. It's not the word of the preacher. It's not the word of the teacher. It's not the word of a television personality. It is my word. And my word will vibrate in your spirit. And your spirit will get activated. Maybe we Christians need a little activation. How long has it been since you walked up to somebody? I just telling you about the car beside of me, vibrating my truck. And me, how long has it been since you walked up beside someone? You stood there, you didn't say a word. But that individual knew something about you. You're a man or a woman of God because your spirit vibrated right across to them. I've been around people like that. I've been around people that, you know, I'm wanting to get closer to. And I've been around people that I want to get further away from. But God says, I want you to check your spirit. And when you check your spirit, check your spiritual hearing. I want you to listen to me. I don't want you to listen to man. I want you to hear my voice, not the voice of man. Because I've come to grow your faith. I've come to give you faith. I've come to bless your faith. I've come by faith to save you. I've come. Thank you, Lord. That's a thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. You have just told me that I need at my foundation your word. I need to hear your word. Then you know what he says? I want you to read my word. Not just hear it, I want you to look at it. That's the reason that I have us reading John 3:16. I know all of us have it memorized. But read John 3:16. For when you're looking at it, you're reading it, you're hearing it, you're absorbing it, and there's no greater verse in Scripture than John 3:16. For God so loved, he said, I just so love you. Isn't that something, Brother Randy? It's just like an idea of God's looking at us and, you know, he's sitting there. And now this doesn't happen that God doesn't have words, but it looks like he's trying to relate to us. He says, I just so love you that I'll give you my son. Do you know what it means to give someone a child? You're going to hang on to them, aren't you? Why, you'll storm hell with a water pistol to protect them too, won't you? And God says, I just so love you, I'm giving my son. Do you know that God stood back and withheld all his power watching his son suffer on a cross for you and me? Thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. What a thanksgiving gift you've given us. Revelation 1 verse 3. Happy is the one. There's your foundation. Faith. Next. Happy is the one who reads the words of God's message. And now listen to me. In all the words of God's message for the Christian, there is always a positive end to each sentence. Do you hear me? It's always positive. You know, when you hear it with your human mind, you're hearing the Lord say, Lapid, I will pull every hair your head out, but I'll count every one of them and save them for you. You all think that's funny, but I get my hair back. It's going to look good. And when we do, we won't care. Because you know what? We got a foundation. The Word of God laid by God. And God says, not only that, I'm giving you the ability to read. Explain this to me. What's the difference between an individual, these two individuals? One cannot read. The other can read but doesn't. There's no difference. There's ignorance from the lack of learning. And God says, look, I know that you're going to have a case of the dumps. I know the bad things are going to come through your mind and all of this. So here's what I'm going to do. I just so love you, Brother Randy. I'm going to put my spirit in you, and I'm going to tell you spiritually that I love you because I know you're too honored to read it. And that's a fact, ain't it, Brother Randy? You can't miss Jesus. There's no way in the world that you're going to hide and not hear the Word of God. You're going to hear it. You're going to see it. Well, why me, Lord? Why does this happen to me? Every time it happens to me, you know the blessing I get? God intervenes. He touches my heart. He doesn't explain to me why it took place. But he does explain something to me spiritually, because I got the foundation. I have faith, and I have his word. Thanksgiving. I have it there, and he says, Larry, all things work out to the good for those who love me and are called according to my purpose. He don't have to explain it to me. Life hurts. Have any of you felt life? It hurts, don't it? You try getting up out of bed and when it's freezing. No heat. Everything hurts. Your eyes hurt. Your brain hurts. Then you come to church on Sunday morning and the minister of music says, we're going to yell loud today. And I'm not going to question the Lord on that. Because I know somewhere in there, there's got to be a blessing. But no, yes, it does, brother. Yes, it does. Number three. Now, I have faith. The scripture said I'm happy. The one that reads his words, study God's word. They accepted the message eagerly and studied the scriptures every day. That's Acts 17:11. They accepted the message eagerly and studied the scripture every day. So I have faith, I am happy, and I accept. I accept God's word eagerly. Larry, life is not fair. But you know what he says in that process also? But Larry, Pete, don't you dare contribute to its unfairness. It might not be fair, but you don't have a right to contribute to its unfairness. I want you to accept my message, and I want you to accept it eagerly. Do you know the blessing on that Thanksgiving gift? God says, I will let you have my message. Do you not realize the honor there? We, with such of honor, not only get to come into the presence of God, we're accepted by God. I'm accepted, Brother Randy. Accepted by God. Loved by God. I'm happy because of God. I have faith because of God. And all of these becauses go straight back to Jesus. Because I love you, I give you my son. When you accept my son, you accept me. When you accept me, all hell has lost its authority over you. It is impossible for a Christian to be a bad person. You listen to me. We do some foolish things. But it is impossible for someone who is in the hands of Christ to become a bad person. Now, you can become a dead person real quick. God will take you out. He will not let you step over a certain line. Don't you worry. You want to be reined in? You're going to be. But until that reining in happens, I need to be about my Father's business. My Father's business is not here in one spot. My Father's business is once one is saved, there's another one. There's another one. There's another one. I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I got a son in my heart that outshines glory land. I got Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's a Thanksgiving foundation. So therefore, not only when I accept God's word, God tells me then I accept you. Woo! I'm in the family of God. Peace. But not on earth. Jesus said, peace, peace, they will cry. But there will be no peace. While you're in this body, you will see no peace. There will always be heartache. There'll always be suffering. There'll always be the poor. There'll always be the rich. There'll always be the evil. There will always be the righteous. It's called the way of life. But listen, I only have one shot at this. You only have one shot at this. I can't quit. I don't quit God. I don't dare quit God. I don't need to go look for God. God found me. You see, God's not lost. It's the people that get lost. We lose our way. And God shines a light. And He shines that light in thanksgiving. And that light of thanksgiving says to me, your foundation is on faith, being happy and accepting my word. Then He says us to do this. You never know when you're going to get caught and become a prisoner of war. You listen to me. Being a prisoner of war is the same whether it's the war in your spiritual realm or the physical war. A prisoner of war, and many are today, prisoner of a lifestyle, a prisoner within their own heart because they seek the world, but they want to use God's name to do it. God will not give you the world. God will not give you the world, for the world is not a reward. The world and all that it holds is nothing but a pure curse. And God will not curse you, Christian. He said, I got a home waiting for you. Larry, you know why you can't get settled in this world? You're not home yet. You're homesick. You're not home yet. Trials and tribulation, trouble every time you turn around. Lord, why me? Why not you? Those of us who battle cancer on and off and continually and all of this other stuff and all the other garbage that we have to battle physically. Let me say it this way with my Kentucky dialect. It ain't nothing. It don't matter. It's nothing. I got eternity. I got Jesus. I got faith. I'm happy. I'm accepted by God, and I accept Him and His Word. And He said, now I want you to memorize it, because you never know when you're going to get caught as a prisoner of war in this world. Life. Science. You listen to me. Science is wonderful. But the one who gave us the rules for science, He's greater. He's the God of the universe. He's the God that brings us the happy Thanksgiving. Psalm 119, verse 11. I have hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. I got it right here. I got John 3:16 right here, wherever my spirit is. I got it. In case they take my Bible away from me, I've got a few other scriptures that are here somewhere that God will let me know. His word is in my heart. Is His word in your heart? I got a hiding place. You see that scripture? Hidden in my heart. Hidden from who? Not from God. Not from me. Hidden from my enemy. He can't find it. Too deep. Satan is not about to mess with my spirit that belongs to Christ. Jesus already kicked him out of heaven. He sure ain't going to let him mess with one of His children. He can't get that deep. I will remember God's word, and I will look to God, and God is looking at me while I'm looking at Him, and I am out of that prison because of the foundation God has given me. Larry, you stand on the solid rock. Lord, do you hear the vibration on each side? I got the world vibrating and is shaking me. I got my number one sins that I really don't want to give up on. They over here too. My favorite ones. I know, Lord, I gave you a bunch of them, but I had to keep a couple. So I'm vibrating over here. Do you know what keeps me from falling prey to all of it? It's the foundation I'm standing on. I'm saved by Jesus Christ, not by Larry Vance. I'm saved by who I know, not what I know. I got a hand that reaches down from heaven and grabs a hold of me and holds me as I stand on the solid rock foundation of Jesus Christ. So all the vibrating the world can give me cannot touch or change that solid foundation. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. Oh, it's what Jesus said. It's the blood I give for you. Don't you remember the plague of death that was coming? And as it was coming around to throughout Egypt, the death angel was marching. Joshua says, do this. I want you to take the blood of the lamb and for all the Hebrews to put it over their doorpost, and the death angel shall pass over. That was God's word, God's love, God's strength. And God says, when I'm coming and the death is marching towards you, I want you to understand something. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, it will pass. It will pass over you. I'm a Christian. I'll never see death. I'll leave this body. You'll see a dead body if it's around here. But I won't see it. I'm gone. Long gone. And those who have gone on before me were busy eating. God's got a supper waiting. Brother Randy and I was talking, and he really has a hard time trying to get things planned because I have changed and do change so much, so often, and our focus for next year. I've changed, hopefully, for the last time. And I talked about old-time religion. I talked about a couple of others. And I said, Randy, this was last week sometime. I said, Randy, I'm not going to do that. All next year is going to be the theme, just as I am. Just as I am. You see, just as I am ties in to who Christ is. He said, just as you are, Larry, I'll take you. Well, I don't have to dress up or change anything. Jesus said, I'll take you just like you are. Now, not many will ever take you like you are. Not even a mother will take you like you are. Jesus said, I'll take you just the way you are. I'm not going to tell you what you have to do different because you're mine. I love you. Number five, meditate on God's Word. Meditate on the Word, Joshua 1:8, day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. All these people crying because I don't, you know, how do you get money? You won't get it until you don't care whether you have it or not. How do I become successful? Well, the Lord says, meditate on the Word day and night, and you may be careful to do, and so you may be careful to do everything written in them. Then you will be prosperous and successful. You know what Christ told me that I have to do? Trust Him. Trust me, Larry. Stand on my foundation and you trust me. So therefore, I'll be prosperous and successful in whatever it is God leads me. And the last, after you do all of this, do God's Word. Don't just read it, do it. Will do it get you saved? No. Will do it make you feel better? No, most of the time I don't feel too good doing it. Because the Lord said, I want you to go over there and I want you to talk to Him. I don't even want to talk to Him, Lord. God didn't ask me what I wanted. He told me what I need to do to find that peace that I'm looking for. Do God's Word. John 13, verse 17. Now that you know these things, do them. I know the right thing to do. I'm to do it. That is the path of blessing. I want to be blessed. I like blessings. Don't you, Brother Eddie? Amen. I love blessings. Yes. I love blessings when they last a blessing on the meal. I love that meal getting blessed. And I love it when they're through blessing it. And I devour it. And God says to me and you, Happy Thanksgiving. For to you I gave my all. Are we thankful? Are we thankful? Are we thankful enough to give ourselves to Christ? He gave His all for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, We praise your holy name and ask that as you touch our life, you will direct each of us, Father, into your service, where you want us to go, Father, not what we're wanting to do, but what you want us to do, what you're calling us to do, what you've given us life to do. Help us now, Father. We ask that blessing of life itself and give you thanks for the nation that you've allowed us to be such a part of. We give you thanks for the friends that you've sent our way. We praise you most of all, Father, for your Son who made it all possible. We ask your blessing now as we commit to you. In Jesus' name, amen.